RNZ Pacific. Tālohani, I'm Maura Tuile e Pateila with the news. The New Zealand Defence Force is preparing a C-130 Hercules to fly to Tonga today to deliver aid, provided it is safe to land on the main island of Tongatapu. External communications remain limited to satellite phones. New Zealand naval vessels are also being readied for deployment this morning ahead of any formal request from Tonga. Rear Admiral James Gilmore says it takes about 3 days for a vessel to reach Tongan waters.
And if they're not required, they'll turn around, but I think that's a prudent way to move forward. I'm considering sending an offshore patrol vessel with a hydrographic survey team on. They may be required to open the port. If they're not required, we'll just turn them around.
Rear Admiral Gilmore says the HMNZS Aotearoa, which can produce 100,000 litres per day of fresh water, may also be deployed. It could be weeks before Tonga's crucial undersea internet and communications cable is back online. The director of the non-profit International Cable Protection Committee, Dean Vivuka, says that the cable has broken about 30 kilometres off Tonga. The repairs could take at least 2 weeks. Meanwhile, satellite communications also appear to be disrupted by the massive ash cloud. More than 70 seasonal workers from Tonga are stranded in New Zealand after their scheduled flight home this week was cancelled. Air New Zealand says the repatriation flight from Auckland to Nuku'alofa on Thursday has been put on hold due to ash clouds caused by last weekend's volcanic eruption in the kingdom. Tongan RSE scheme liaison Sefita Ho'uli says the workers fear for their family's safety and are disappointed they won't be seeing their loved ones.
But they should also be aware that this is something that was unexpected, and that in the interest of everybody's safety and making sure that not only they're safe at this end, but if and when they go back home, that they will also be safe and not become a burden to the to their families.
Sefita Ho'uli says they are working with the employers, airline and immigration officials to accommodate the Tongan labourers. Vodafone Warriors second row Ben Murdoch-Marsila is one of thousands of Tongans waiting anxiously for communications to reopen in Tonga. The Tongan international expressed his appreciations for the Warriors club, who are currently organising a relief package for Tonga. He says he has not heard from his family in Tonga since communications broke down shortly after the eruption.
Pretty scary. I'm sure everyone's in the same boat as well, and they all want to make sure that all their loved ones are safe and sound, and so it is heartbreaking. I was over there a few years ago, and seeing the videos, it's hard to recognize Tonga at the moment. When I was there, it was beautiful, and yeah, just seeing the photos and the videos, it's just hard to recognize it at the moment.
A Warriors spokesman confirmed with RNZ Pacific that the full details of their planned assistance will be revealed this week. Tonga's Olympic flag bearer has launched a fundraising initiative with a goal to raise $1 million to help repair the damage caused by the weekend's latest eruption of Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai and the resulting tsunami. A GoFundMe page has been set up by Peter Tau Fatofua, calling for donations to help provide relief to the island kingdom for repairing infrastructure, schools and hospitals. He says more than 230,000 New Zealand dollars has been raised since the fund was open on Sunday.
And if they can donate there, and I know times are tough for people, if donation is difficult, then sharing the fundraiser. And, you know, I want the Tongan people in Tonga to know that, you know, once the communication comes back on, that all of us Tongans around the world and all the people around the world were standing with them. You know, when the need arises, they weren't alone.
Peter Tau Fatofua's father is the governor of Ha'apai. In other news, 9 people have died from COVID-19 in Fiji as health authorities continue to battle a surge in cases of the Omicron and Delta variants across the country. The latest death brings the death toll to 730. Fiji's government also confirmed about 250 COVID-19 patients are in hospital in serious condition. There have been 733 new cases since the last update on January the 12th. This takes the total number of active cases in isolation in Fiji to just over 5,000. Samoa's opposition leader Tuila Epasatlele Malielengaoi has been released from hospital in Apia after spending 3 days under observation. The veteran politician had complained of a fever as well as general tiredness following his weekly press conference last Thursday, and doctors decided to admit him. An official statement from the Human Rights Protection Party said Tuila Epa was recovering well from the flu and that he required plenty of bed rest. In New Zealand, the COVID-19 vaccine rollout has been described as an insurance policy for children. Thousands of children under 12 have already had a dose since the rollout of the paediatric vaccine started yesterday. An Otago University immunisation specialist, Peter McIntyre, says while COVID-19 is less severe in children than adults, some do end up in hospital. Professor McIntyre says about 1 in 250 children aged 5 to 11 with COVID have been hospitalised in New South Wales.
So it's not that common, but it's the kind of thing that you'd still like to prevent if you could. So you could think of it as an insurance policy because we all have car insurance and we don't plan to have an accident, but it's really nice to have it if you do.
Children need 2 doses to be considered fully vaccinated, at least 8 weeks apart. Novak Djokovic has arrived in Serbia after being deported from Australia. The tennis star was deported after losing a visa battle. These fans at the Australian Open weren't worried by his absence.
So many families have not been able to see family members across Australia and the world just because they've not been allowed to travel and borders have been closed. So to let someone in that's not vaccinated, and we all have to be, seems silly. So I'm, kind of happy about it.
We've all done the right thing, you know, in getting vaccinated. We're not allowed to come here unless we're vaccinated. And I think it was a great decision. I'm disappointed for Djokovic because I would have loved to have seen him compete for his 21st Slam event.
It's sad that we're not going to see the best tennis player in the world play, but rules are rules.
Back in Serbia, supporters gathered at the airport in Belgrade, chanting, "We love Novak." Schools in French Polynesia will reopen today after unusually heavy rain forced their closure last week. The government says the weather situation has improved for classes to resume. The Society Islands experienced torrential rain late last week, which triggered landslides and caused disruptions. Bans were enforced on any leisure activity in the mountains until last night, and pleasure crafts were forced to stay ashore. According to the Met Service, this January has already become the fifth wettest since records began more than 60 years ago, with some places recording up to 432 millimetres of rain in just 2 days. A bridge in Pu'eo on Tahiti was damaged and is now closed to heavy vehicles. In sport, world number one and local hope Ash Barty launched her Australian Open campaign with a straight sets domination of Ukrainian qualifier Lesia Tushrenko last night in Melbourne. Barty needed less than an hour to advance on the second round, and she says it was a special feeling to be back on Rod Laver Arena.
Particularly here in Australia, it's exciting. I get to play in front of incredible fans, my family, which is amazing, and it feels like an eternity since I've played here at home. So it's, you know, it's exciting going into it, and I'm very fortunate and grateful that I'm in the draw and I've got a chance like everyone else.
Japanese defending champion Naomi Osaka also progressed, as did men's third seed German Alexander Zverev, who is seeking a maiden Grand Slam crown. Rafael Nadal, the only former champion in the men's draw, started his bid for a record 21st Grand Slam title with an easy win over American Marcos Giron. Meanwhile, unvaccinated Novak Djokovic could be barred from playing in next Grand Slam, the French Open, with the French government saying there would be no exemption from the country's new vaccine pass law. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.